Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for the High Altitude Mentorship Show with J.T. DeVolt. J.T. is an international success coach, inspirational speaker, and award-winning author of Flight Plan to Success. J.T. worked his way up through the ranks from enlisted aircraft mechanic to combat-decorated naval aviator. And he's here to give you the success strategies for better focus, clarity, and mental toughness to accomplish your missions in business and life. And now, here's your host, J.T. DeVolt.
Hello, my friends. J.T. DeVolt with you today for the High Altitude Mentorship Show. Great to be with you on a Wednesday morning, 10:30 a.m. Eastern Live. And you know what that means? Time to come together and talk about leadership, entrepreneurship, and living the high-performance, high-altitude life. And as always, the High Altitude Mentorship Show is brought to you by flywithjt.com. That's flywithjt.com, where you can download a complimentary copy of my award-winning book, Flight Plan to Success, as well as stay connected to everything that's going on in the high altitude community, and we got a lot of stuff coming down the road, so you want to stay connected with us there. You know, I have had the privilege of working around some really remarkable people in my life. It's to me, I think, one of the great blessings of all the great things I've had the challenge, the privilege, the honor to get to do, to live up to this elite sort of group of people has been one of the most awesome parts of everything I've done, whether it be working on airplanes, flying airplanes, building businesses, speaking on stages, you name it. When I worked in the U.S. Navy as a young guy, I came in right out of high school with the dream of becoming a Blue Angel. I always had this aspiration to want to be part of the elite. I guess for whatever reason I've had an addiction to that, or just a natural inclination to want to be a part of that. And so I absorbed myself in it. I learned as much as I could about what it took to be that great. I got into their heads. I understood, tried to understand at least, their routines, how they practiced, how they prepared, how they got ready, how they executed. And then once I got into the U.S. Navy and started turning wrenches on jets, working on the flight deck, I didn't even realize at the time how elite you have to be just to work on the flight deck. I mean, you got to have your head on a swivel. A lot of times I think people think, oh, these are just young kids out of high school. You know, some of them only have a GED. There are a few, maybe just a handful of folks on the flight deck that actually have a college education. But you know what? I think formal education, while it's important for certain things, like if you're going to be a doctor or a lawyer or things like this where you have to have that base knowledge and you have to have that certification, I think outside of that, it's a little bit overblown. I think this whole concept of, oh, I've got a degree, doesn't get you as far as it used to. And I certainly saw that firsthand working on the flight deck. Guys that barely got through high school ended up being some of the best leaders and best executors and really performed at a very high level. And it was just awesome to watch that teamwork, that synergy, that ballet, literally, that happened each and every single day. And then as I progressed and got into naval aviation as a pilot, that took it to a whole new level, just to watch my peer group. Just to be able to be good enough to be considered into that peer group was a remarkable feat. And I don't say this to sort of boast on myself. I say this simply because in all the years that I've been privileged to follow my dreams and to live my dreams, I've been surrounded by some pretty remarkable people, and I've learned a lot. In all the years that I've been doing what I do, both as an entrepreneur, almost 30 years now since I really got involved from being in the military all the way through to being an entrepreneur over the last 10, I can tell you that I've learned a lot about what top performers, high performers, use to elevate their game. And I've seen this across the board, whether it be in business, whether it be in the military aviation side, whether it be in sports. There are just certain things that high performers do. It's just part of their DNA. It's part of their daily method of operation. So today I wanted to share a few of those insights with you, things that I've observed, things that I've kind of looked through and looked to and thought, you know, this is definitely part of the makeup of a high performer. Seven aspects of a high performer's DNA, if you want to think of it that way. The first one is high performers are meticulous with their time. I've noticed this across the board. Now, what's interesting to me is I've seen people that perform at a very high level that are not good with their time. And then as soon as they start to get really good with their time, and there's no such thing as time management. that term in and of itself is almost setting you up for a fall, because you can't manage time. Time is a constant. We don't get any more time. You can't bank time. You can't buy time. You can't slow it down. You can't rewind it. Can't fast forward it. So it's not manageable, time itself. What you can manage is how you handle it yourself, how you handle yourself within the time you have. And we all have the exact same 24 hours in a day. Each of those 24 hours has the exact same 60 minutes, and each of those minutes has the exact same 60 seconds. Nobody gets more or less. It doesn't work that way. So the top performers are the ones that can manage themselves within the confines of those that time they have each day. What I found that's very interesting is that the top performers are very meticulous about the minutes, not necessarily the hours. They don't necessarily round up. Now, I caught myself doing this myself. I was like, oh, I've got 15 minutes between my next appointment with my client or whatever. And I'd sometimes use that 15 minutes to check Facebook or to check my email or to do the things that were less effective to helping me accomplish the mission. But it's amazing what you can do in 15 minutes. It's amazing what you can do in 5. There are people that say, I don't have time to work out. Well, let me tell you something. In 5 minutes, if you work out super hard, if you do air squats for 5 minutes, if you do burpees for 5 minutes, you'll be wasted. If you do push-ups for 5 minutes, if you do a few sets of push-ups and planks and things like this, you can get a decent little pump in just a few minutes. I'm not saying it's going to turn you into a beach body. You're not going to probably fit into the Mr. or Mrs. Universe titles, but you certainly will have a level of fitness better than if you just said, I've only got 15 minutes. Let's waste it on Instagram. Top performers are meticulous with their time. They track their time. They're very cognizant of how they invest their time. They are very cognizant of where their time goes. And here's the thing that's important. Not only do they respect their own time, but they respect the time of other people. They're not late, and when they are, they're very apologetic. And I think it's one of the most important things we can do is to value our own time, because it is the one thing we cannot get back. Once it's gone, it's gone. You can blow all your money. You could lose all your money and make it all back. But once you blow your time, once the clock comes to a stop, once that last grain of sand falls through the hourglass, it's over. The next thing that high performers do, it's really ingrained in their DNA, is they've learned how to say no. Now, this is difficult, especially this day and age when we have this FOMO approach, fear of missing out. Thank goodness I've learned not to deal with that. I've never had this sense of like a fear of missing out. I've never wanted to, keep up with the crowd, and I'm pretty grateful for that. So I say that because I understand that for some people this could be a real challenge. We have to get very clear on who we are and what our mission is, very clear on what our vision for what we want for our lives, and allow that to drive us, not the agenda of other people. We have to set priorities and allow those priorities to guide how we invest our time during the day. And your priorities are going to be the byproduct of your character. They're going to be the byproduct of your values. They're going to be the byproduct, as I said before, of your vision. If you know your point, your purpose, if you know exactly why you're here, if you know what it is you're here to accomplish during any given day, then you're not going to be sucked into these meaningless meetings. You're not going to be sucked into these conversations that weigh you down or don't get you any further in life. You're going to fill your head with the good information that's going to move you further and help you achieve the things you're here to achieve. And that's not some rah-rah speech. That's just the way it is. Top performers know they don't have time for the BS. They understand that less is actually more. When you focus on what moves the ball forward, then you have plenty of time to get things done. You have plenty of time to make it to the gym. You have plenty of time to have a sit-down meal with your family. You have plenty of time to call that person, have a cup of coffee, write that handwritten thank you note. You have plenty of time for all that stuff. You have plenty of time to read that book. You have plenty of time for downtime, just as much as you have time for the go time. So learn to say no. The next thing that high performers do that's kind of wired into their DNA is they have the ability to focus. Now, I have to say this to you because I have a bit of a bias here. If anything I share with you today has an agenda, it's this one. I've tried to, keep the personal agenda as much out of anything that I do, but this one definitely has an angle, because in my course, Flight School to Success, we talk about focus. Now, I'm not trying to sell you on Flight School. I think everybody should get Flight School. You can go to flightschooltosuccess.com. But what I'm really here about and why I'm so passionate about this is because focus is the one thing I think people misconceive. They believe, oh, there's no possible way that I can, you know, that I can be laser focused. I have, quote, ADD. Some doctor somewhere told me I have ADD. So in their mind, they have already lost the game. Really what it is people are so busy multitasking that they haven't said no, right, to the priorities. Isn't it interesting how that say no and focus, too, those two things are hand in hand? And that's, again, one of these things high performers are able to do. They're able to make things simple. When you laser focus in on one thing and you say, this is the only thing I'm going to attack for the next hour, and you shut off all interruptions, you give max effort, max condensed, you know, like laser focus onto that one task, you'd be amazed at not just how much work you get done, but the quality of work you get done. Wouldn't it be interesting if you got the job done right the first time in less time? That's what focus does for you. Now, is it impossible to focus? Some people believe it is, and that's their first mistake. But really, there's five elements to getting laser focus, and the very first one is to filter out the distractions from the priorities. And then the second one is to focus in on just one thing, just one. You do one thing at a time. And if you can do that, just those first two of the five elements of focus, you're one step ahead of 99% of the people that are out there struggling, that are multitasking, that believe that multitasking is the way to go. You'll be happier, you'll definitely be healthier, and you'll get a lot more done. Now, the next thing that high performers do, I think, better than just about anybody else, one of their true strengths is that they put the emphasis on other people. They take the emphasis off themselves. This is huge. Whether it's being very present during a conversation, whether it's being able to put the smartphone aside, whether it's being able to shut off the computer, whether it's being able to laser in on the conversation, or if it just means that the act of building their careers, building their businesses, building their dream has something more to it than their own benefit. That's what high performers are able to do. They put the emphasis outside themselves, whether it be their family, their spouse, their kids, boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever it is, their team, whatever that team looks like, either a sports team or a team at work or a team that's helping them build their business, or their employees or their boss if they are the employee, or their clients and customers if they're fortunate to have them. They put the emphasis outside themselves, and what happens when they do that is that all of a sudden the stress level drops because we remember why we're here. It's not about our own personal gain. A lot of times we'll look at somebody and go, man, these people get a lot done during the day. Wow, they really get great results. They must have special techniques. Let's follow what they do. Here's the simple fact. Every high performer I know that has sustainable success, I'm not talking about the people that peak and then drop off. I'm not talking about the one-hit wonders, the flashes in the pan. I'm talking about the sustainable success. That comes from people who place the emphasis and the focus on things other than themselves. And here's the great news. Here's the spoiler alert. When you do that, not only will you have long-term sustainable success, but you'll have eye-watering success. You'll get all the stuff you want. Don't worry. You'll get the cars, the house, you get all the stuff you want, whatever your big ambitions are in life, your personal stuff, your selfish stuff. All that stuff comes to you, and you deserve it. But here's the cool part. You can have everything you want, and it won't be selfish when you place the emphasis on helping other people. Or when you place the emphasis on doing what you do, your why is grounded in other people, your family, whomever it is. This is why a lot of times people say, oh, I want to build a business before I have kids. I'm going to put off kids until I got my dream built. Here's my helpful little hint, if you will. If you have a family, if you have kids, even if it's one kid, you are more driven, more focused, because you know you have to build this thing. And a lot of times parents find success because they place that emphasis and that why somewhere in and around their children. So they place the emphasis outside themselves. The next thing that high performers do that I think is just ingrained in their DNA is that they schedule things. They have a great way of scheduling. I've never been a fan of to-do lists. Now, one thing, if you guys have downloaded Takeoff to Success or Flight Plan to Success, rather, by going to flywithjt.com, you know that I teach something called the Power Five. The Power Five is really a way to stay on point. It's a productivity tool. You can download it at flywithjt.com, the book, and you'll find the Power 5 Inside Flight Plan to Success. And really what it is it's prioritizing five things that help you accomplish your top three priorities for the year. But this is not a to-do list. These are five things that once you accomplish them, not only do you feel fulfilled and you feel accomplished in all these things, but you actually move the ball forward. You actually get better results. But here's the important thing. When you put it on a calendar, when you make it time sensitive, there's something about a calendar that acts as a tattoo on the soul. It's really weird. If you write it down on a piece of paper and say, here's my to-do list, in a way, I think psychologically, we give ourselves a way out. We say, if I don't get to it, that's okay. I'll just pick it up tomorrow. But when you put it on a calendar, you're saying today is tomorrow. Today is yesterday's tomorrow, and tomorrow is today's, you know, hope, basically. We hope tomorrow comes. And so it has to happen now. When you schedule it, it's a promise to yourself right now. And it's a down payment to your future self that you're going to follow through to make the future better than now. So schedule it. Stop making to-do lists. The next thing that high performers do is they delegate and they trust. Now, this is important because they're two separate things, but they're very symbiotic. To be able to delegate a task to somebody, say, hey, please take care of this. This is important. And to give them the proper tools and the resources and the explanation, all that. That's one thing. But to trust them to do it, to not micromanage, to not be up their ass sideways every single minute of the day until they come back to you with a report is super important. You want to trust but verify, to harken back to the old military ways. You trust people, but you still verify they got the job done. When they come back to you and they say, hey, boss, job done. Or, hey, my friend, I took care of that for you. You want to verify that it got done to your liking and that everything's good to go. You don't want to just turn a blind eye to things. But see, that's still an element of trust. It's not that you don't trust them and so you got to verify it. My point to this whole thing is that we as leaders, we cannot do it all alone. We don't want to do it all alone. The old saying is, if you're the smartest person in the room, you're in the wrong room, right? This is very true. So we have to be willing to delegate, especially the things that are not in our strength zone. We have to be able to delegate to people who are better than we are at certain tasks. And when we delegate, then we free ourselves up time, energy, and focus to be able to get down to the nitty-gritty on the things that we're really great at. That's why it's so important. And finally, the seventh of the seven, if you want to call them seven secrets of high performers, is that they're very decisive. I will tell you this. I have seen some of the most remarkably smart people, gifted, talented people, people with tons of resources. I've seen them fall flat on their faces and get outworked, out-hustled and all that by people with less resources and less talent simply because the people with less resources and talent were capable of making a decision fast. Opportunities were seized by people that can make the decision fast. In some cases, people without the resources made it happen because they made the decision, because they were able to follow through. They were decisive. It's one of those things where if you have something that comes across your desk, whether it's something that comes in the mail, something that comes through your email, you take a look at it once, you touch it once, whatever it is, and then you move on. You make either decision, either keep it or you don't. Now, sometimes time just says, I'm about to catch a plane, I'm about to lose my internet connection, I'll get to this later. That's one thing. But so often we make this excuse that I'll get to it later. And what happens? It starts to build up, it starts to build up, and it starts to weigh us down. If you want to move fast, if you want to be high speed, low drag, cut the drag. Make a decision and move on. Don't allow things to weigh on you. Don't allow things to slow you down. Don't allow certain things to occupy more time and space than they deserve or than they require. The difference between mediocre performers and high performers, it might seem vast. It might seem like there's a huge difference, and in some cases there might be. But really, literally, any single person on the planet Earth, and it doesn't matter what field you're in, doesn't matter whether you're working for somebody else or whether you are the boss, whether you're leading the charge or whether you're following the leader, if you want to be the best person you can be at what you do, the best adult, the best human, the best mom, dad, son, daughter, the best CEO, the best athlete, or just the best you, it comes down to doing these seven things. Be meticulous with your time. Learn to say no. focus in on the one thing you need to do and stop multitasking? Put the emphasis on other people outside yourself, your family, your team, your employees, your clients. Schedule it instead of doing to-do lists. Delegate and trust, and then ultimately, be a decision maker. Be decisive. When you implement these seven great skills or secrets of success of the high performers, I promise you, not only will your performance increase, but your happiness and your fulfillment will as well. My friends, this show is a wrap. It's my privilege to come at you here each and every single Wednesday at 10:30 a.m. Eastern right here on the High Altitude Mentorship Show. Looking forward to doing it again next week. Get yourself over to flywithjt.com and download a complimentary copy of Flight Plan to Success. And remember, no matter what course you fly in life, fly high, fly fast, and fly far. We'll talk to you next week.